Okay, Michelle Cummins, again, an awful story. What happened, Michelle? It's your aunt.
Yeah, my aunt Sinead. Joe, thanks for taking time to talk to me. My aunt Sinead, she has an intellectual disability, and on Wednesday she was out with her staff from her day service, and they were walking back from the zoo. She goes there every Wednesday. It's just part of her routine. They were walking back from the zoo, and she walks all the way up to Chapel Elizabeth. And when she was walking through the village with her staff, the staff was stopped on the main street by three men in a car. And they stopped and asked for directions for the Lucan Spa. And she was like, oh, I don't know where that is. And they were trying to get more information out of her anyway. And when she was trying to give them the directions, and one of the men jumped out of the car and stole my auntie Sinead's handbag and like aggressively pulled it from her and caused her to stumble. Obviously such a traumatic event for her, and obviously we're just like shocked by it.
And just, Michelle, you mentioned the carers.
Yeah.
And so your aunt is in a group?
She's in a residential house, in the community. Yeah, and she goes to work every day, which is a day service. So she has an individual staff on a Wednesday, which she spends time with, and she goes and does her activities that she enjoys to do.
Okay. So my question, by the way, not that it would deter them, I think, given. Would those people know in the car who was the carer and who was being cared for? Do you follow me?
Yeah. Sinead, as I said, she has a moderate intellectual disability, and it would be very apparent to the person passing on the street or to anybody else that's around her. It would be very apparent, And to be honest, Joe, her carer was thinking that the car had passed them twice, so I think they kind of were preying on them and watching them walk up. And Sinead is very obsessive about her belongings.
She
always carries a bag around with all her, like, most prized possessions, like her photographs of our family, teddy bears, and kind of little things like that, and just things that she just loves so much.
And she'd be extraordinarily attached to.
Oh my God, like extremely attached to the point where she goes to bed at night time. So she obviously wouldn't have any money in the bag. And obviously they thought, oh, like she obviously might be carrying money. I don't know. But so when they took them off her, like, and for that to happen, it's caused such an impact on her. Like, she's only recovering from a recent mental breakdown, and she was only getting back on track. And Wednesday was actually her first day back in work, and her staff have been tremendous, and all the doctors that deal with her. And it's just so upsetting to think this is after setting her back again. Now she won't go to work now. Over the last few days, she's been really bad, and it's just really upsetting for us all, and it's heartbreaking to think that something like this would happen. And people aware of, like, they could see she had a disability, and to do this and prey on the vulnerable is just sickening.
Yeah. And what age do we reckon these three men were?
Well, they were in their, so the description of them, they're in a black car, and now the police, I think, have CCTV of their registration. They were in their late 30s, there were three Irishmen, and in their late 30s, and the staff member says that they seemed like actually nice men. She said they didn't seem like kind of, you know, dodgy or anything like that. So she wasn't afraid talking to them, and Sinead would be very chatty as well. And she was like, hi. And for them to see all that and do it, it's disturbing. And it's just, I just really want to make people aware of it.
Now we want to get the handbag back. Now the problem is, that it happened at 1 o'clock on Wednesday in Chapel, is it? Near
during the day, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wasn't Wednesday one of the horrific days? It was raining all day.
Yeah, it was raining, and that's the other thing. They were like giving directions and getting soaking wet, and like, you know, taking the time.
See, my worry is about the handbag. Is they got the handbag, they jump in the car, the handbag's thrown in the back of the car, he manned the back of the car, he opens his job as a open the handbag, go through it as quick as possible, get passports, money, gold, and then whack the handbag out into a litter bin or whatever. Now, they open the handbag, they see all these photographs. I'd worry on the day that was in it that they just threw the handbag out onto the street somewhere around Chapel Izzet, and the rain would not have helped, especially with photographs. Now, do we have a description of the handbag, Michelle?
Yeah, so she was actually carrying two handbags, Joe. Okay. As I said, she is very obsessed with her bags.
That's fine,
belongings. So one was like a kind of a big kind of handbag with two handles on it. It was a large black bag, and it would have had her purse in it, which she carries nothing in it, but the purse would have had her name on the inside of it and her bag as well. So people you know, with her name, people know her name.
And the name, is the name Sinead, as you're calling
Sinead Cummins, that's
okay,
her name.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And also photographs, like, in and teddy bears and perfume and makeup. So if anybody was to come across, like, a bag on the side of the road, like, if they would, like, hand it into the Garda station or, like, maybe contact your show just to get some of the things back.
Someone might have picked it up, opened it and said, well, there's no money in this. There's nothing of such. They might have just thrown it under their stairs or even in the wheelie bin or something. But anyway, if you did pick up a handbag, two bags on Wednesday in the Chapel Lizard area of West Dublin around lunchtime, and if you still had them, that would be mesmeric. Then, how long has she had the teddies for example?
Oh, like years, Joe. Like, she has the photographs and all she has, they're, like, ancient, and her perfumes and stuff. Like, she doesn't really use them. She just likes to keep them. They're her, like, belongings. Yeah. It's everything she has.
They're her talisman, and they're her her good luck, and they're her comforts. And
Her comforts. Like, she goes through her bag every day and she'll look at the photos and, like, bring back memories of her family and stuff.
And just, Michelle, is there any way that Sinead could understand, listen, Sinead, this was completely opportunistic. It could have been you, it could have been 100 other people, probably was other people that day as well.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't single you out.
No, well, we have explained to her, and Sinead would be quite a fiery person. Like, she if somebody came up and said something to her on the street, she would definitely defend herself in a way. Like, she'd be like, oh, leave me alone. But apparently when this happened, she went into complete shock and just stood there while the man was, like, grabbing the bag from her, and she had another one around her shoulder. So, I mean, he had to spend a good few seconds there taking it from her. And she went home, and the staff told me that she was quite, like, verbal with her emotions, like, explain how she felt, which she never usually was. She was crying and she was like, they took my stuff, you know. She was very upset because obviously this stuff to other people is everything to her.
Michelle, fair play to you. You're great now. You're great. And
It's just upsetting. And it's
Of course it is.
To get some sort of awareness out there to people, or just to even, it'd be great if they were caught, but I know the likelihood of it happening, like, but still, it's just the thoughts of people being like that out in the streets and preying on the vulnerable just makes me sick.
Okay. Michelle, kind regards to Sinead and your family. Thanks again. And a reminder, if you were in the Chapel Lizard area on Wednesday afternoon and picked up one of two bags, and if the name Sinead is on either of those bags, it would be a gold dust to try and, they're worth gold dust to Sinead to get them back, even though the belongings are of no monetary value, as we say, on the parcels. Thanks indeed, Michelle. Let